as we bring Joe Fisher in, Kevin.
Yes.
Joe.
The Phillies. The Phillies. Treating David Price rudely.
Yeah, I'd say, Joe, just my question to you is that, you know, David Price, you know, just, you know, taking his licks early on and just probably learning how important hitting your spots are.
I don't think there's any question about it, Frank. And I was a little bit concerned. Not, concern is probably not the right word. But, you know, before his last outing, he said he wanted to concentrate on not walking as many people. And I think part of the result of that was too many pitches that were not hitting their spots off the plate. We're hitting them on the plate. And so guys are getting good pitches to hit. And it looks like that continued. You got a Phillies team that loved the fast stuff last night, 6 runs in the first inning. And then the defense sort of melted around him as well, 5 unearned runs behind him. And,
yep.
You know, hopefully he'll learn from it. He's throwing 93, 94 on a regular basis. He can throw harder than that. He's backed off of it a little bit at times, I think, trying to hit his spots. And he may, in the end of this, just have to kind of go back to what he did to get where he is, you know, just go reach back and throw and just to hope that the control comes back a little bit better. But, you know, I guess the other thing is he didn't lose until his last outing. You know, it took him that long to lose a major league outing. So we became so accustomed to him winning, it's kind of a shock. So I would imagine David's a pretty tough guy. He'll bounce back pretty quickly from this. I'd imagine he'll be looking forward to that next opportunity.
And, Joe, I think what David's learning, as do a lot of young guys who can throw hard, that the hitters up here can hit his best fastball.
Yep.
Now he's got to spot it and you know, just, you know, like you said, maybe pitch a little bit smarter. But the stuff that he relies on in a clutch situation or you know, when he really needs it a lot of times – isn't going to work the way it did in college or in AAA or some of the other lower classifications in the minors.
And what a contrast last night to have Jamie Moyer on the mound on the other side throwing, you know, 65, 70 miles an hour at times. And I think I was reading.
Pitching below the speed limit, I think, is what they like to say.
When Jamie Moyer went into the major leagues, David Price was not yet 1 year old. That's right. It's amazing because Moyer, I think, is 46. And then David is 23, so that was quite a contrast to see. That, you know, David's got a lot of good days ahead. I know that was a very disappointing start for him last night.
I thought you were going to say he wasn't born yet.
Almost wasn't.
How is Sonny Gray doing as he tries to make this U.S. national team?
We will find out today. They are scheduled to announce the Team USA members later on today. From what I have heard, and Sonny's had a couple of outings in the intra-squad games. One he started. They only went 3 innings. That was all they wanted him to go. I think he gave up 1 hit. And he came in a relief appearance on the most previous game, and I think he only gave up 1 hit. I would be frankly surprised if he doesn't make the team. I just think he's got too much talent, and anybody can throw the way he does at that level, I think is going to get a spot on that club. So I know he and Bryce Brents at MTSU, the outstanding player that we saw this year for the Blue Raiders, also trying out for that team. I'd be surprised if he doesn't make it too. And they've actually become pretty good friends during this time.
Joe, we'll let you roll on that and talk to you again tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow, guys.